This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Someone is about to parachute into your life.
Actually, a number of people. Count them. Me, Doug.
She's Jennifer. She's Victoria. She's Karen. We're all here, and we're going to come into your life, into your head, into your mind, to talk about what's going on. How about that for a goal? You like that? That seems like an achievable goal. We can talk about what's going on. For example, in this morning's Los Angeles Times, Jennifer, there is an editorial basically underscoring the situation on college campus with the speakers. This is not the norm in California. They love to sort of get in everybody's face and try to keep people out that most say they don't agree with. But this editorial suggests that students deserve to be punished for shouting down campus speakers. So, I don't know, there's always an example. You can't go through a weekend or a week without finding some situation. And so I think, was it Jeff Sessions warning that on college campuses, protesters are now routinely shutting down speeches and debates in an effort to silence voices that conform to their views? California's famous for that, isn't it? I mean, well, but there are other things. You know, the University of Wisconsin, which was not a place where you would have thought that would happen, has announced they're going to recommit to the policy that provides for the expulsion of any student who's been found three times to have engaged in violent or disorderly conduct that substantially disrupts the free expression of other people. All right? Who thinks that's a valid point of view? Students who shout down speakers or disrupt their presentations are betraying the principle of free expression, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I think people should go to college, not just to learn or get that degree, but, I mean, college was set up to be like an open exchange of ideas. It's what we do on this program. Not shouting people down, not telling people that they're stupid or that they've got it all wrong. I mean, it's about having an exchange of a conversation about broadening your mind, about broadening where you came from or where you grew up. And I think for a long time, at least for the last several years, that hasn't been the case on college campuses. It's been one way or no way, and it's sad that we even have to pass this rule.
I think in California there is more of it than any place else. That may not
be
Berkeley
fair. Was really a hotbed for this conversation. Although, to their credit, the head of the school of Berkeley, the head of the university there, they really tamped down on this a couple of months ago and said, look, we're going to allow people to come and speak now, and, you know, we'll try to protect as much as we can the right of people to do that.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Think about it, though. It's crazy. So the question, though, comes on racist speech and hate speech, repugnant ideas that people are uncomfortable protecting, but you can't have it only one way. And that's what this editorial in the Times underscores, that if you're going to be in a place, you need to a place like this, or a place that any place. I don't know how you separate out one place from another, whether you're on the street corner or whether you're talking to a bunch of high schoolers or you're on the air or you're, you know, as much as we don't like the points of view of these other people, this editorial makes a very interesting point. They make reference to students from William and Mary in Virginia, where my cousin Dougie went, who had, there was a rally. Students from the chapter, the Black Lives Matter chapter, were chanting, "The oppressed are not impressed. Liberalism is white supremacy." I find that liberalism is white supremacy. Is it? I don't get that. Liberalism, I guess it depends on your definition of liberalism. Politically speaking, liberals are not about the left of center, is not about white supremacy. They're about opportunities. They're not usually considered to be a part of the movement. If anything, you get protesters who are after the people on the right because they, for a lot of people, represent skinheads and KKK and racist comments, although there's plenty of liberals who have been involved in that. Mr. Weiner, Weiner, whatever, would be a good example. But you know what I'm saying. We have these attributions for people, and there are protests based on skin color, language, on you kind of name it. And so I think this is an appropriate editorial, and I think it's an appropriate position. Ladies, what say you? Sound like Bill O'Reilly. What say you, ladies? He doesn't say that.
What say
to
you?
Ladies. Yeah, what say you?
I don't know. I mean, about, well, I mean, about liberalism being now, I don't know. I think, I mean, liberalism is liberalism, and white supremacy is white supremacy. I think we've tried really hard to try to draw correlations between things to prove some sort of political point, and I don't know. I
remember
how helpful that is.
Jennifer, when I was in college, I remember we had a speaker, and I don't even remember who it was, but it was around the same time that there was a protest, I don't know, 45, how many years ago? This is my 50th anniversary getting out of school, so maybe then that long ago. At Yale, there was a debate featuring William Shockley, who is a Nobel Prize winner.
I liked him in Star Trek.
Did you really? Good. His premise as a physicist was that blacks were less intelligent than whites. And he would go around the country and explain what he meant. Not often did he have a chance to finish what he was what he was saying. And I don't know how, it's very provocative, obviously, disturbed a lot of people, pretty unorthodox thinking. There have been others, and so, I mean, I use that as an example, what I remember about the time of Kent State, I guess. It's just one more thing that we have to work out. Or does it ever get worked out? Do people ever agree on this sort of thing? Is it a waste of time to talk about it because some people are so far apart, so polarized when it comes to this sort of thing that it never really gets resolved? Makes for a good conversation, but what happens at the end of the conversation? Do we feel like we agree? I'm not sure that there is a resolve to this.
I don't. I don't know that there. I don't know if there ever should be. I mean, people are going to always think what they think, and you can either agree with them or not. But we live in a place where people get to tell you all their harebrained schemes and theories and their thoughts, and we have to protect that because we don't want someone to tell us what we can say and censor our harebrained thoughts. So I guess we just let them go.
So is it appropriate for the University of Wisconsin to expel repeat offenders who disrupt in a disorderly fashion speakers? They three times and you're out. What about that?
I mean, three times seems like a lot. I think that if there needs to be a policy that, you know, you can peacefully protest outside of wherever the person is speaking, if that's what you want to do, but actually disrupting and stopping someone from sharing whatever it is that they're there to share, I think that there needs to be some sort of structure.
Yeah,
and I think the school should have some sort of accountability for that.
I don't have problems with more accountability for students anyways, because I found, you know, I was on the student judiciary board at University of Maryland for a couple years, and basically they're the ones who look at other cases for students and then decide, you know, what their repercussions are going to be if they had a party or if they did something wrong. And I just found that, like, a lot of the time, things go on campus, and sometimes it's crimes, or sometimes it's just a bad thing on campus that is not technically criminal, but, like, a lot of the time, students aren't punished for it, or, you know, they can commit a crime, or you hear about sexual assault and stuff on campus, and, like, nothing happens to them, except maybe they're, you know, suspended, or maybe they lose their privileges to be in a club on campus, or something like that. And I just don't think that's right. So if they're going to do something about people being disruptive or committing crimes or something like that, then I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Seems like a good thing.
It's nourishment for the brain. Different ideas, nourishment for the brain. And I think you ought to react to them with whatever you agree. Great. Hooray. Disagree. Great. Express yourself. But let's keep it civil. And I think that's where we get into trouble. And I think a lot of people get into these things because they don't know any better. frankly. A lot of times people don't read. They don't even know. They
a lot of times the pack mentality.
Yeah,
too.
Right. They don't even know what the people are actually going to say, but they have a bad reputation. So it's like if Donald Trump were going to go speak at some university, there'd be protesters there before he even got there. And you could say that, you know, probably Bernie Sanders, if you would he get protested at George Mason University, right wing?
No.
No.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know if he would. Maybe at a right-wing university, but I doubt it. Hmm. I mean, I think there's just this visceral reaction to take down people we don't agree with.
But. Yeah, right. If that's your aspiration, you've come to the wrong place, because we're interested in all kinds of different ideas. Express yourself. Help yourself. To any of us on Twitter, at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Here's something for you to contemplate. The 15 whole vegetables that you are not going to be able to eat today, because that isn't the way your diet works. But I can match you with a company. How about this for being a hero? I, Doug Steffen, and the ladies of the day on the DJV show can tell you how to get the veggies and the fruits that you need in just a small capsule. And when you use this Balance of Nature program every day, your immune system will increase, preparing you for the bad weather months, the flus, the colds, all the stuff that's around. Your immune system, if it's powerful, will keep all of these things away from you. And one of the great benefits of using balanceofnature.com is that there is a health coach that you can speak to. Doesn't cost you anything. The fellow who set up Balance of Nature philosophically, Doug Howard, said that he knew two things were necessary for patients to really take responsibility for their health: education and accountability. Education empowers you, he said. System to measure and report your progress improves the results. And so that's why they have provided everybody who buys any products from Balance of Nature a health coaching service. It's an ongoing source of education support for all of you who want to know more. It's like going to the doctor without paying. In a manner of speaking, it's a good balance. They believe in, as I do, and that's one of the reasons that I was encouraged to have them come on this program to be sponsors, because they believe in the spirit-mind-body connection. They believe there is a balance that is necessary between physical health, spiritual health, chemical health, and thus the things that are in the veggies and the fruits that are available for you for 22 cents a day. Man, what a program. Not only that, but to boot, you get the first month's supply of Balance of Nature products free using the code DJV. So enhance your immune system. Get on board. Every time I do this, 10, 12, 13, 14 people get on to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV and get in on the program. So you do the same thing. This is an unmatched balance of Mother Nature in fruits and veggies available for use. There is nothing but all natural stuff here. No sugar. That's the thing that people like. Those of you who want to stay on the fruit routine like me, but you don't want the sugars, that's why you get on the Balance Nature, because there's no sugar in these capsules. All gonzo. It's the balanceofnature.com program available now for you. Balanceofnature.com. Please use the promo code DJV.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like wood look waterproof floor.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In a moment is a song from Big and Rich, the country duo returning to the Las Vegas stage this week for a concert to benefit people affected by the shooting there last month. Was it last month or earlier this month? How long ago? It was 3 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of radio stations in Vegas are owned by a company called Beasley, and they announced they are going to join Boyd Gaming on Thursday, hosting Vegas Strong, a night of healing. I thought they had that. Was that what we were talking about the other day? Is this the same thing? Are they having a couple of these?
I think there's multiple.
Healing nights? Yeah.
Right. They've been doing it pretty consistently, and Big and Rich was personally affected by the shooting. They had just pulled out after, right as the shooter opened fire, really. And as soon as they arrived into John Rich's restaurant, I guess he has a restaurant in Las Vegas, they were having an after party after they had performed at that concert.
Yeah.
They had to go on lockdown, and they had one guy with a gun guarding the door. I guess there was only one guy with a concealed carry or some kind of permit to carry it. So he was guarding the door, and they spent the next couple of hours hunkered down in there. Yeah. And so it was personal, knowing that not only did they just escape something, but then also thinking that it might have been following them to the next destination. So that's why I think they've been very loud and vocal about this event.
Well, this performance, when you get down to the bottom line of the profits, going to take the money from the food and beverage sales and give it to those who are in need as a result of what happened in Las Vegas. So that's the Big and Rich story. Moving into another country frame, Jason Isbell has been named Artist in Residence at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So what does that entail, Jennifer? If you become an Artist in Residence, you get to go in any time and perform, or you're inviting other people to come perform with you. What is this all?
Yeah, I wish I knew exactly what this was about, but it seems that when you go into residency there, you do have the rights to the stage. It's sort of, I guess, maybe the Grand Ole Opry on a different scale. Have you ever been to the Country Music Hall of Fame?
I have not been to Country Music Hall of Fame. I've been, as I've said, to the Grand Ole Opry, but I've not been to Country Music Hall of Fame.
So we're vice versa. I've been to the Hall of Fame, and it's awesome. Yeah, because, well, they have, huge exhibits to Elvis. They've got exhibits to Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. It's just a really, really cool place if you get a chance to go.
So he's been named, he's apparently, that because he's doing great work, and he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's going to be an artist in residence this year, the 18th artist in residence. He's 38 years old. He's the youngest that's been invited to do this. Other people who have been artists in residence there: Chris Christopherson, Roseanne Cash, Kenny Rogers, Alan Jackson, Vince Gill. So, this is a song I was listening to in the car this morning. Crank this up. I hadn't heard this for a long time.
You were in the car already this morning?
Yes. So, one of the things, it's very interesting. I think we saw Kenny Rogers two Christmases ago, and it was his farewell appearance. 2 years later, coming back for another Christmas farewell.
Well, that's how you get people to keep coming out. He keeps saying it's his last show, so everyone's like, oh, I guess I gotta go. It's his last show, and then he just keeps doing one every 2 years.
Anyway, as part of the artist in residence, Isbell will perform three shows in the Country Music Theater in December on the 5th, the 12th, the 19th. So if you're in town, that'd be a good takeaway, really. A lot of people listening in that area of the country. But the locals love all this stuff. That great entertainment is right there at your fingertips, or your ears, your ear tips. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Work our way into your mind. Are you a quiet, unassuming person? And if you are, how does that work when you're around somebody who's noisy and annoying? I'd like to see people who are so put off by some of the things. We all know people like that. They're just noisy. And you don't want to. And I don't mean, we were talking about protesting and stuff on college campuses. That's not the kind of noisy I mean. I belong to the Framingham Town Meeting. We're moving into a city in January. So right now, this week, we're having our final town meeting. And last night, there was a lot of discussion about saving certain assets in town, a museum and a school, and do we want to spend the money and that sort of thing. And to listen to some of the stuff that comes from some of these crazy people, it isn't what we all kind of support the idea. It was booted around by some people who didn't know a whole lot in spring, so we had to do it over again. And so listening last night, there are people who will go on. We have a five-minute rule. Can't talk for more than 5 minutes. Maybe we should have that rule here for me, huh? What do you think?
I set the alarm, but, you know.
You don't hear that little ticking in the background?
All right, General Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, here to be responsible and polite and informative. I know many of you are fans of the Hogwarts, right? A lot of people are big fans. The Hogwarts Express apparently rescued a family stranded up in the Scottish Highlands. I didn't realize. I thought this was a figment of somebody's imagination. It was from the movie. But there actually is a Hogwarts Express?
Well, it's the same train. It's not called Hogwarts Express, but it's the same old-fashioned looking train.
For those of you who don't know, it's from the Harry Potter books and movies.
Right.
Yeah. So what was going on here? This is a fellow of a pastor named John Cluett, his wife Helen, and their four children, who are from 6 to 12, picked up by the steam train. It's called the Jacobite. I don't even know where that name comes from. I don't know. I've never been a Harry Potter fan, so I'm probably not a good person to tell this story.
Well, the Jacobite, that name is not related to Harry Potter. That's the name of the train.
The real train.
Yeah, that's the real train. But they used that train and that train route that this family got picked up at. That was in the movie. They filmed that.
Why were they stranded? What happened?
Apparently their canoe washed away. They got hit with a storm, and they couldn't...
Well, a big storm. You know, the British Isles this week going through a hell of a storm.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could have been Ophelia. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were at a lakeside hut, and the storm apparently washed away their canoe, and so they were the only other option they had was to trek a few miles through marshy ground, but with small children, that's probably not safe and not easy to do. Mm-hmm. So the father called the police to see if they could be rescued, and they told him that the Jacobite train runs on a remote route in the Scottish Highlands that's not too far from where they were, and that if they could get over to where the train was, that the train would stop and pick them up. And so the police officer said to the father, by the way, there is nothing cooler than being rescued by this train if you have children, because the kids are going to think they're on the Hogwarts Express. So basically the kids think that the Hogwarts Express rescued them.
Hmm. Well, it's a good story to tell.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that a great story to tell? Speaking of that, the Russians who worked in the troll factory were required to watch House of Cards to help them write messages that would influence Americans against our government. How do you like that?
I mean, I've never seen House of Cards. Would that actually help?
What? What helps?
I don't know. I mean, House of Cards, like, does it give you that much insight into American politics?
Oh, I think so. I think it's a very accurate portrayal in many respects.
They said at the beginning that this was actually the story of Hillary and Bill Clinton, that they were the inspiration for this. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that they have either alluded to that has actually happened, or I don't know. It's possible. I can't imagine that it's going to give you hacking advice, but, you know.
Right. So what's the reference to trolls? When I was a kid, a troll was some green creature that came out from under a bridge and was used to scare us in stories.
Trolls, to me, you stick them on the end of your pencil when you're a kid in school, and they have, like, big, fluffy hair.
Really? So
that's probably the trolls that we all know, right?
Well,
yeah.
To troll means usually to work at a task that's a sort of menial. To troll in the factory is to work
troll
at a job.
Troll also means something different now. So like if you post on Twitter and then someone comes and I don't know, that it's not criticized. I don't even know how to describe it. Basically, they're kind of mean to you in like a sort of funny way, but not really. They're trolling you.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, this was part of the campaign to influence the election, or so somebody who was interviewed that apparently is leaving the country or under witness protection or something. One of the parts of the factory had an intriguing name and mission, Department of Provocation, dedicated to sowing fake news and social division in the West, according to the documents from this guy. So then there's the Russian TV cable network here in our country. There's another one over there called RAIN, and this fellow was actually interviewed. I'm surprised. Unless he was somehow covered and not identified.
Yeah, and he changed his name. I think that he was pretty heavily disguised or, you know, blacked out.
But doesn't it even surprise you this goes on at all over there? That
there is none
of this sort of subterfuge. No. Not that this is happening, but that they can get onto a Russian television station and tell their story.
Oh, well, that's pretty
like
bold.
Like a 60 Minutes kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty brave, yeah.
Anyway, he said that the agency targeted Americans in comment sections of websites with messages that took shots at Hillary Clinton about her family's past scandals, the scandal of her private email server, all that sort of thing. So,
well, you know, there was a big story yesterday about why. Remember, Hillary Clinton always says, well, Vladimir Putin didn't like me very much, and that's why he targeted me. Well, there's a story that that broke yesterday that came out, and various news sources have reported on it. CNN has not yet, but I expect they're going to probably have to pretty soon. The FBI released a bunch of documents confirming. There's a biographer, Peter Schweitzer, who wrote a book about the Clintons. He wrote Clinton Cash, and he had actually floated this theory in his book, and the FBI just released documents to support that claim, which is that when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she made a deal on behalf of the Obama administration to sell uranium to the Russians, even though the FBI was investigating the mid-investigation on bribery, all these different intimidation tactics and all of this. And in return, the Clinton Foundation took in a hefty donation from key members in the Russian government to the tune of, I think, $15 million, something like that. So really interesting. Yeah, that story is just starting to come out, and the FBI just released the documents yesterday. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe she was right. Maybe Putin didn't like her.
Maybe we should find produced a House of Cards that follows the Russian government.
Could you imagine? Yeah. I think it's about the same.
I was going to say.
Well, someone was saying yesterday.
Different.
There was a when all this stuff came out about this guy saying that, you know, they had to post on, I think it was the Washington Post, the New York Times, and some of the other major newspapers in the comments section, and they had, everything had to be proofread to make sure that it sounded authentically American. I mean, there's a lot going on here. And then there's this other connection to what they call Putin's chef. Have you heard about that guy?
No.
That's the newest, I guess, beyond the Hillary thing. But the chef guy apparently works for Putin. They call him the chef because he's a restaurateur, but he's really just kind of like a mob guy, I think. And so he's the one who was funding all of this House of Cards troll agency stuff. And so there's a lot more that's coming out on this. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know, maybe I don't think that commenting in newspapers is going to change an election. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't believe that much of an influence.
I feel the same way about the social media ads. Like, everybody's going nuts on Facebook and Twitter about the ads. I think that they should have to say who bought them.
Right.
Because I think that's only fair to put them on the equal playing field with radio and TV. But I've never been, at least knowingly, never been influenced by, you know, some kind of thing that tracks me on Facebook.
Careful, we're in the advertising business.
No, but you know what I'm saying. On Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really get to hear a story about a product on Facebook.
One side.
An ad and you go, okay, and then you just keep going.
Yeah.
And it also says that they were required to post about guns, gays, and religion. You're never going to change anybody's mind on guns, gays, and religion. So, like, that was pointless for them.
Well, that shows how little they really understand the American psyche.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, yes, it's
like
awful
that
all this...
hitting somebody with a hammer or something. It just,
that's
the way the Russians think, by the way. Oh, and the Eastern Bloc country. Everybody in the former Soviet Union, anybody that I've ever come in contact with, Putin is an exception. Most people are very linear thinkers in the Eastern Bloc countries, and it's very deliberate sort of thinking. It's not expansive. It's not open. They aren't taught to be open and to think for themselves. They're taught to believe what the state tells them. Very few people have the... You know, we can say what we will about freedom of speech over here and all the blowhards that are, you know, positioning this thing against that person and all that other stuff, but it's pretty unique to America, I think. And you can find it in France to a point. There's a lot of blowhards in France. But
I'm sure they'd say the same about us.
Oh, how dare they? Let's check the sports news. Jennifer and Victoria have a couple of stories here that are of interest and importance as we go through the week, focusing on the NFL and what's going to happen the next time. Well, there's a game every day, so I don't know how much difference it makes. I think yesterday, wasn't it yesterday, the day before, I was talking about these guys. They were on the roof. They were roofers, and they were next to a college football stadium, and the anthem was played while they were working on the roof, and they got up and put their hands on their hearts.
Good for them.
Yeah. It was kind of a cute. It's one of those pictures that's become very buoyant. You can see it all over the place. All right, so Jennifer, Brian McCarthy is a spokesperson for the National Football League. What's he saying?
Well, yesterday the NFL had a meeting with team owners, and the spokesperson, Brian McCarthy, released a statement from that Tuesday meeting with the league, the NFL Players Association, that said they held a meeting to discuss the ongoing protests during the national anthem. The statement said the two parties had, quote, a productive meeting focused on how we can work together to promote positive social change and address inequality in our communities. Now, the meeting came after it was reported that NFL owners were considering a rule that would mandate players to stand during the national anthem. Tuesday's meeting was between about 10 to 12 NFL players, Commissioner Roger Goodell, and select owners. Team owners will reportedly focus on the national anthem issues together in a different setting. ESPN reports now that the desired effect of the discussions between the NFL and the Players Association would be giving players a reason not to kneel, maybe to make them feel understood by team owners. And no real word. I heard some interviews with the players as to whether or not this seemed to solve things for them. These ratings for the NFL continue to sink, so you can be sure that the team owners will continue to talk about this to decide if they want to make this a part of the player contract.
Mm-hmm. If you want to pay them, do what you tell them. You better put it in the contract. All right, let's see. The initial protester was Colin Kaepernick. What's going on with him, Victoria?
Well, he, of course, filed a big lawsuit against the NFL owner, saying that they basically blocked his career. So if he wins that lawsuit, which I don't think he will, but if he does, he stands to take home millions of dollars, and that sets a huge precedent as well. But in the meantime, the Green Bay Packers are in a pretty big funk. Their Super Bowl hopes and dreams are pretty much dashed when Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone on Sunday. He's probably out for the rest of the season. It would kind of be a miracle if he's not. And so some Packers fans have actually they're saying now that they want Colin Kaepernick to be their new quarterback. He's a Wisconsin native, and he's been a longtime fan of the Packers. So an online petition has been started as of Tuesday evening. It had already been signed 13,000 times, which is way more than I ever thought could garner that much attention and support. So we'll see. I mean, Kaepernick is a native of Milwaukee, and they actually floated
Victoria that would go that kneeling stuff would go down well in Wisconsin, frankly.
They probably like football more than they like the kneeling contest.
I think that's exactly what they want to win. But it's interesting because a picture of what appears to be a very young Colin Kaepernick standing in front of Lambeau Field wearing a Brett Favre jersey made the rounds on social media yesterday in conjunction with this petition, I guess proving that he has been a lifelong Packers fan. So maybe it wouldn't be so crazy for him to be there.
Crazy. Well, the whole thing is kind of crazy, but I think it's, again, the underscore here is that Jennifer said the ratings for their television performances are going down like a rock, so they got to do something about that. All the local teams and the national coverage. It's 10 before the hour here.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To tune into your pets, the world of your pets. Thanks to the mind, the experience of Warren Eckstein, who has a really very interesting life. He lives with dogs. He breathes and sleeps with dogs. He's a dog person. He loves cats as well, which is certainly something that would separate him from most of the pack, because cats don't need love. Why would you waste your time loving a cat when they don't really need that, Warren? Why do you waste your time on animals? We give all of our attention and love to the dogs because the cats don't care.
I waste more time with people than I've ever wasted with a cat.
Okay, so there you go, folks. That's it. That's our report for this week. Warren Eckstein, who has a fabulous line of really great vitamins and minerals, called Hugs and Kisses, that are specifically designed for dogs. And then there's another jar you can use for your cats. The only problem is the cat jar is empty because the cats don't need anything. They are on the top of the heap, right? Don't they think that? Cats related to lions, right? Isn't that it?
The cat lions are so smart that they convinced us there's nothing we can do with them.
Right. You know, I was looking at an overview of the most loyal dog breeds. Have you ever been asked by people who are trying to find the potential pet owner who wants to find a loyal, devoted dog? Do people call you and say, okay, Warren, the pet show, by the way, is on all around the country every weekend. You can find our information at petshow.com. So people call up and say, I need to have a special bond with a dog. What's the most loyal dog that I can get a strong bond with? Is there a breed that's stronger than
others? The one in your lap at the moment, Doug. I try to stay away. So many people make those Archie Bunker statements that all Golden Retrievers are sweet. And it's a great breed of dog, but I've worked with some aggressive Golden Retrievers. I worked with some amazing pit bulls at the same time. So, you know, what you put in, what you're going to get out. For those people that kind of assume that one breed, there are certain genetic characteristics, obviously, okay? However, the bottom line is in terms of sweetness, in terms of loyalty, in terms of relationship, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And the best relationships you can have is when those dogs or cats are rescued dogs or cats. I honestly believe this. Call me eccentric, Doug, that they know you saved their lives and pay you back every single day.
I agree with that 100%.
Come on.
And the eccentric part, too.
To this cultural overview of dog that I'm looking at, breeds, the Akita. I don't even know. I'm looking at a picture of an Akita. It's supposedly the most loyal dog breed. You agree with that?
The Akita is an interesting breed of dog. In the 80s, it was one of the really most popular dogs in the country. Actually, on Fifth Avenue in New York City, there was a store that opened up called Akitas of Distinction, and they overbred the dogs and overbred the dogs and overbred the dogs. So I've worked some of the most phenomenal Akitas, and I've worked with some Akitas that were a little personality problems. So the bottom line is you can't predict the personality based on the breed. You predict the personality based on the environment. And that's why I say to people when they ask me, I got a question this week, what's the most important thing you can do when a new dog or cat comes into your home? Training? And I said, no, socializing. Socialize, and the training will follow.
Yeah. There's also something I saw today that sort of intrigued me because of what we have at Santa Monica for dog walks. And there are a lot of places that set aside public land for dog walkers and for people who want to, you know, there's professional dog walkers out there that have, what, 10, 12, 14 dogs?
Sure.
In a pack, and they go walking with them. But there are other places. What's the best place you ever took a dog for a walk?
Well, I'm not allowed to.
Really?
In other words,
tell you where. Well, I used to take Charlotte out on the beach every night.
Well, there you go. In other words, why there's 80 miles of beach here in Los Angeles. Why there's no dog beach is beyond.
Well, I don't want the dogs to poop in the sand.
Well, that's okay. But I'm working with a senator right now, Senator Lew, on beach opening a beach for the dogs. And quite honestly, I was on the beach the other day, and the dogs are going to leave a lot less garbage behind than the people leave behind.
I know,
they take that from me. So have one beach, fence it off. There are volunteers that would clean up, make sure they're cleaned up. You can make sure all the dogs are vaccinated. Why shouldn't the dog and the guardian have an opportunity to run on the beach? Let's face it, 60% of us now own pets, so we're the majority.
Yep.
And we
here's a preparatory, if this is the right word, Google photos identifying pets. Victoria, is this something because of the chip? Is that the Google can be able to photograph dogs because they're a chip, so they can just recognize dogs? How does this work?
You mean in terms of, it's like facial recognition. So it's just like any other human. If it knows that it starts identifying, once you tag someone that this is Doug and this is Warren and this is Victoria, then it always remembers that. And so it picks up the same face. So it does this now with your animals instead of saying dog or cat, which you could search dog or cat before in your photo library. Now it'll search by their name.
There's a story for the pet show this weekend, Warren. Warren Eckstein from the pet show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.